Back inside our Kevin Zanapella Radio postgame show on KRLS. Andrew Schneider joined now by Quinn Ramey, one of the senior leaders of this Pella baseball team with the game-winning RBI on a suicide squeeze. Quinn, we'll talk about that in a second. First of all, this is a very tight-knit team, a very tight-knit senior class. What does it mean to be able to send this group on to state?
It's really awesome. I mean, oh, wow. We really came through as a team. We've gotten really close. We've been close. We were one of the few. We were all pulled up in eighth grade and all came together and have gotten really close over the time. And I'm really excited for everyone to do it as a team, but I'm really excited for our seniors in the end.
Well, and you guys had to battle. They had their ace from Grinnell. You're 0-3 against this Tigers team. What was the approach for the offense tonight, just overall, and what were the adjustments you made from that first through that second time through the lineup, knowing that Stewart's a really good pitcher?
Yeah, we knew Stewart was a good pitcher. He pitched against us earlier this year, and we knew it was going to be a tight game from the start. They've had tight games all year. We had a tight game. All three of them were tight games, and we knew all the little things mattered, and that's why it came through with that squeeze at the end and good hits, and the 2-0 ball game could have gone either way, and just fun to be out there.
Well, and Quinn, this postseason has been filled. Your stat sheet has been filled. Hit by pitch RBI, error RBI, all the above. And then the sacrifice RBI, the way that you don't normally get it with the bunt. You do get it with the bunt. What's it been like to see this team really scrap? We'll talk about that a bat in a second. But that seemed like when your bat came up, that was going to be the call. What's it been like to watch this team really battle for every pitch, knowing you're not the greatest offensive team out there, but you really took advantage of some big things this postseason?
Yeah, well, hitting-wise, I'd like to start with Jack. Every pitch, I mean, he had probably 20 pitches and two at-bats. It was unbelievable, and he gets a single out of the first one and just starts everything off, and then he comes back with that score in the end, and we all know our strengths and our weaknesses, and we got the job done.
What's going through your mind when Coach Szymanski tells you in that huddle, we're going to go for the squeeze on that second pitch, and that's something you guys practice, and it's something that you've specialized in. You're probably the best bunter on this team. What's going through your mind, and then what was it like to execute it?
You know, when he told me right away, I got a little nervous, but after that first pitch came in, I was ready, and he gave me the perfect pitch, and Jack's the guy I want on base, and we got the job done.
You also had the best front row seat to one of the great pitching performances I'm calling in Pella High School history, with not hyperbole. Jason was absolutely sensational tonight, just gave up four base runners. What was it like working with him, and what were you seeing in his eyes?
It was awesome. I remember playing with Jason from Little League and everything, and it really came through. You could tell he's heating up these past few weeks, and I think we're ready.
And what's it like to watch him pitch like that when everything's working, right? Because the fastball, the curveball, it seemed like there was nothing that Grinnell could really catch up on. And what's it like to catch a guy like that? I'm sure it makes it pretty easy.
Yeah, it makes it a lot of fun in the end. And it really, you can see his face bright up. And yes, he's still focused, but it just makes everything a whole lot easier. You got a defense behind you, and you're ready to go.
Well, now here you go. You're in the final eight of Class 3A. It's the goal of every kid growing up. You're in your senior season. There have been some tough ends to seasons the last 4 years. How special is this moment, and what are you hoping to do to enjoy it, knowing that you've had some tough times in this program too?
Yeah, I mean, after tonight, I think we got the most confidence in the world. I mean, 0-3 against Grinnell, bring it back, shut them out, and then I think we're ready. I mean, confidence is high, and we're ready to go.
It's very good. That's Quinn Ramey joining us here in our post-game coverage. Quinn, congratulations on the huge win. Look forward to seeing who you're playing next week in Iowa City. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
We'll wrap it up here after this on KRLS.